In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful, hello and welcome everyone to this edition of Dharma Jam Network English News coming to you live from our studio in Tehran. Please stay with us for the latest on Iran and around the world. Leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, says unity among resistance groups and reliance on God will definitely result in liberation of the occupied Palestine. The leader said this in a meeting with leaders of Palestinian resistance groups. Ayatollah Khamenei said the U.S. and other supporters of the Zionist entity kept a blind eye on the flagrant human rights violation during the 22-day war on Gaza. The leader added the U.S. president's changed slogan have proved a failure since the U.S. officials have not shown honesty on the issue of Palestine as well as many other questions. Ayatollah Khamenei urged the need for establishment of an Islamic Middle East and said Islamic governments shoulder a heavy responsibility to defend the cause of Palestine. Systematic reaction of the Islamic State's judiciary branches against inhumane crimes committed by the Zionist regime is one of the outcomes of the Palestinian resistance. So said Foreign Minister Manuchehr Motaki at a conference on Palestine in Tehran. Motaki added, following the Gaza war, Iran spared no efforts on judiciary, media and diplomatic fronts to show the horrible size of the Zionist crimes against the innocent Palestinian nation at the international level. He then highlighted the fact that Palestinian intifada and resistance could bring about more fruits for the Palestinians and the regional states. Speaker Ali Larijani wrapped up his five-day visit to Japan and returned home hours ago. Before leaving Japan, Larijani offered flowers at a monument set up for the victims of the 1945 nuclear bombing of Nagasaki by the United States. He also visited the Nagasaki Atomic Bomb Museum. At the museum, the top lawmaker also signed the memorial book for the victims of the bombing, which killed more than 70,000 people. Later, facing reporters, Larijani described the nuclear attack on the cities of Hiroshima and Nagasaki as the worst disaster of the history. And Iran's 11-month trade balance to February 20th has improved thanks to a 5% rise in the non-oil exports coupled with a similar decline in the volume of imports. Economy Minister Shamsuddin Hosseini said this, adding industrial commodities account for the bulk of the boost in the export. He further announced that the Foreign Exchange Reserve Fund is ready to provide loans for the companies with foreign partners holding up to 49% of their corporate shares. According to the minister, the qualified applicants can receive loans equal to 40% of their investment. A senior U.S. journalist believes that Abdulmalek Righi, the head of Jundullah Grouping, detained by Iran on Tuesday, was on his way to meet with Richard Holbrooke. Holbrooke is the special representative for Afghanistan and Pakistan under the Obama administration.
What he has stated on Iranian television is that he was there to meet a top U.S. official, a Mr. Big, a VIP, and the word I get from Asian intelligence sources is that person was President Obama's special envoy to Afghanistan and Pakistan, Richard Holbrooke, who happened to have been in Bishkek at the same time. Mr. Holbrooke, of course, was visiting the U.S. air base at Manas. And, it's significant because what I've been told is Holbrooke could not have met Mr. Righi anywhere else because of the threat that someone would recognize Holbrooke. He's a fairly well-known individual, so they had to conduct this meeting at the Manas Air Base, where the likelihood of Holbrooke being seen meeting with Mr. Righi would have been a lot less.
A huge 8.8 magnitude earthquake rocked Chile, killing at least 147 people, toppling buildings and triggering a tsunami threatening to roar across the Pacific Ocean.
Scientists describe it as 50 times bigger than the recent earthquake in Haiti, and witnesses said all buildings shook like jelly. Familiar wars around the country are the toll would likely rise. The deadly quake struck at 3:34 a.m. local time and plunged much of the Chilean capital of Santiago into darkness as it snapped power lines and severed communications. The international airport was closed after being damaged. Terrified residents were also jolted by at least 20 aftershocks, measuring over 5.0 on the Moment magnitude scale, with one topping 6.9. In the meantime, the Pacific Tsunami Warning Center warned dozens of countries and remote island nations from Hawaii to Japan of possible widespread damage from waves generated by the massive quake, which may reach 3 meters. The latest reports say tsunami waves are now moving across the entire Pacific Ocean and peter out in Japan. Evacuations are planned in several cities of Chile and a number of the countries on the tsunami's way. Shortly after the huge tremor, the United Nations dispatched aid, as the European Union said it will send $4 million in fast-track aid to the quake-hit country.
Tehran is playing host to the 25th Fajr International Music Festival for 1 week.
Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Iranian maestro Manoucher Sahbai, opened the 25th Fajr International Music Festival by performing Majid Intezami's Peace and Hope Symphony at Wahdat Hall. Spanish flamenco guitarist Juan Martin also performed at the first night of the event.
I'm playing a concert I prepared especially for this festival, which will be traditional flamenco music, but also my own compositions, and one special composition, which is called Tehran Flamenco Blues.
I'm calling it at the moment Aires de Tehran. It means airs of Tehran. Dismiss.
It's been formed on my experiences coming 5 years ago. I had a wonderful, overwhelming response from the people that was a major thing in my life. I was so impressed. And so I felt I must give something back, and I hope they will like this composition.
And coming up next is a nationwide weather report. On behalf of myself and the rest of the news team, thanks for watching and goodbye.
Mm-hmm.